I wanted to ask you, you have the Pray for Atlanta project coming up with 1K yes. Few. So why was this something that was so important for you to do with him specifically?
Well, first of all, he's one of those new gospel rap artists that I feel like is very dope and is taking it to, you know, another level. I did a collab project with his partner Lecrae years back. Yep, and that went real well. And I just want to stay in that space. I want to stay in that gospel space. And, you know, gospel rap is one of those things that I definitely want to be a part of.
Yeah, and 1K Few is one of those guys that I met long time ago before he started getting a name. I met him, he actually came to my church and performed at one of like the little like youth nights, whatever. He came performing. I took to him ever since I seen him.
What did you see in him back then that made you be like, hey, this guy has something? And what's it been like to see that growth?
It's just star power. It's like he just had that, his rhyme flow, his stage presence, him being so young and really, you know, I always admire young people that's coming to do something in the church and you know, almost preaching the gospel, even though he's rapping. At church, there's a lot of people that's going to come up and sing and this and that. He was one of those young guys that rap. He was confident, good stage presence. So, you know, I just took a liking to him just off of that.
Yeah. So you're obviously known for your production and your legacy in the South. Plus, you're a believer, which is very important to you. So how do you kind of rectify, or do you rectify kind of the production that you do with mainstream artists and the messages that they put out, as opposed to what you've done with Lecrae and now with Few?
I feel like everybody has their own message in some, you know, some kind of way. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Gucci Mane, whether it's Lecrae, whether it's 1K Few, whether it's Future, you know, I think they all probably have some different lifestyle to kind of view things differently. I'm just a guy that provides the music for them to testify on or tell their story.
Right.
So, you know, it's likewise. I don't shame the rap artist like a Gucci Mane for telling his story. Also, you know, I definitely love the message that like a 1K Few is putting on the beats as well. So, you know, I just want to be that guy to help these guys get their message across.
I got you. So now from somebody who works with all of these huge artists, what do you think is something that Christian rap can do better, and what sort of impact do you hope to leave on it for the future?
Only thing they can do better is spread a more positive message, you know, and from, you know, from a gospel standpoint, it's spreading the word. It's like it's preaching, but to a younger generation that don't probably go to church or don't right. want to sit up and hear somebody talk. It's like, you know, it's almost preaching through the music. So that's one thing that gospel rap artists can do better than, you know, a regular rap artist. It's just a good spreading the good news. So, you know, and that's part of the legacy I want to leave. You know, me being a believer, you know, what I believe in, that's definitely a big part of what, you know, my legacy that I want to leave behind.
And I know you grew up listening to gospel music, and of course that influence comes in through the piano and all that. Was Christian hip hop ever something that you listened to growing up in the 90s or, you know, whatever?
I actually never heard of it. I never knew it was Christian hip hop back in the day.
Interesting.
So was it? It was Christian hip hop back in the day?
There's been Christian hip hop since 1985.
That's crazy. I didn't know. I never knew that. Just saying, you know, I was raised in church. But I'm a church musician. But a lot of the stuff, you know, a lot of the cities we lived in was like Jackson, Mississippi, Grenada, Mississippi, and, you know, places like that. So, you know, we never heard of nobody rapping, no, you know, no Christian rap back then.
Yeah, it's funny. The biggest struggles of Christian rap back then in the 80s and early 90s was being accepted within the church. Because you had your whole period of church when they were like, rock and roll is the devil's music. And then when hip hop came along, it was hip hop is the devil's music. And then you had a bunch of, you know, Christian artists being kicked out of church or told that they had to perform outside or whatever, because they didn't allow rap in the church. Like it was some sort of, even if like the first Christian rappers were literally rapping books of the Bible and Bible verses. And that wasn't Christian enough. So it was like,
I see, that's crazy. You just taught me something. I didn't know that.
So with that being said though, because hip hop just turned 50 and Christian rap is part of that story, within the circle of, you know, mainstream artists that you work with, is there, do they ever give any thought to Christian hip hop? Like, have they ever heard of it? Is it legit when they hear it?
I don't think so. I never heard, you know, any artists kind of mention it. But now that I work in both worlds, I'm able to get somebody that's, you know, like a secular artist to feature on a gospel project, just because it's like, oh, okay, Zay, you doing that? Okay, cool. I'll do a verse, I'll be a part of it. So, you know, I think that's the only acknowledgement they really know of it.
So when you do, or when they do hear the things you're working on, like the album with Lecrae, like with Few, is it like, oh, like, are they surprised? Like, oh, this is what it sounds like?
I don't think so. I think believe that, you know, I think they already know that pretty much what it's going to sound like, especially if it's coming by the way of me. Like when I did the Lecrae project and we got like Waka Flocka on the song.
Yeah.
I think they almost kind of knew what it was going to be already. So they was receptive to it, you know, probably even before hearing it.
Okay, dope. All right, so one of my producer friends told me to ask you this. Is there a story behind the creation of your Zay 808 signature sound? Is there a good story behind it?
So the story behind that 808 is, my first drum machine was an MPC 2000 XL.
Okay.
And I'm one of those producers that I always relied on my talent. You know, so I play the keys. I know how to work the drum machine a little bit. I learned it just enough to know how to put the beat together and put it in Pro Tools. Now, in the MPC, they have something in there that's it's like it says poly or mono, or mono, where you can kind of change the dynamics of your drum sound. So in the 808, when I was using the 808, I didn't know how to turn off. You know, if you listen to it, it bleed. The 808 bleeds onto the next 808. Like when I hit one and hit another one, it's like they kind of bleed on top of each other. And that's because I never knew how to stop it from doing that. So me being in the room, making beats all the time, like Gucci, you want to hurry up and record. Me making beats fast all the time. It's like, well, I ain't got time to try to learn how to fix it. So I just kept making the beats like that. Before you know it, that's all the cars. All you hear is that music playing in the cars, bumping in their cars, and they like it, you know, sounding like that. So if I would have learned how to work the MPC like I should have, I probably wouldn't have had the sound I have today.
So it's a happy accident that changed your life.
It's an accident. It's changed. Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, with basically your production shaped the trap genre. So where, you know, what are your thoughts on that? And then where do you see it going next? Like, is there something else to innovate or create within the sound?
It's hard to say where it's going. I'm hoping that, you know, more musicians, you know, be a part of the trap genre. Right now it's almost getting robotic, you know, because technology is making it where anybody can make the music. It's almost like AI making it now. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like there's no heart and soul to it. So I feel like what when you say that I help shape the sound of trap music, it's because I was actually playing the keyboard. I'm actually beating on the drum machine, you know? So it's a warm feeling to it.
Yeah.
Now it's so robotic and cold that, you know, it's like it's almost taking the essence out of it. So I'm hoping that, you know, guys that really want to learn music, you know, be musically inclined, start getting into the hip hop and creating trap beats, because that's what I think, that's the only thing that's going to make it flourish bigger than where it is now.
Now, is there a style of production that you wished you were able to tap into, or that you feel like you wish you could get I guess maybe more credit for if you went in that direction?
No, man. I feel like the only other music I wish I was doing is like live recording, like in gospel music. You know, they do a lot of live recording.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the only other genre of music I wish I was a part of, or that I was doing, you know, that I would be proud of. But anything other than that, like me doing hip hop and R&B is kind of where I feel most comfortable and what I like the most.
So you're not gonna. So we're never gonna see like a boom bap album produced by
a
you.
A boom bap? Nah, nah, nah. I don't think so.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna fire off like a couple rapid questions. So, all right. What is your favorite producer plugin?
Producer plugin, probably Omnisphere.
Okay. Who is your GOAT producer?
DJ Quick.
Who is the most innovative artist for trap music?
Future.
I had a feeling that was going to be the answer. Yeah. Your favorite beat that you ever made?
There's no one. I can't really say
it's like
one.
Picking
but
Kids, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's like Picking Kids. So, but if I was to say a project, I would say Beast Mode 2.
Beast Mode 2. Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone you wish you could make a beat for?
Rihanna.
Aside from Lecrae or Few, a Christian rapper that you're most excited about or one that you've heard?
It's the guy named, I think it's Hewley or...
Hovey?
Hovey. Hovey. I talked to him not too long ago, so I'm supposed to be getting with him soon. But I like him. I like him a lot.
All right. So you think we're going to see some Zaytoven Hovey?
Oh, definitely.
Collabs coming?
Definitely.
All right. That's dope. And let me see. What about your favorite gospel artist?
Favorite gospel artist will be Dietrich Haddon.
All right. What's something that would be most... that people should be most excited for about this Pray for Atlanta album?
What they should be most excited about?
Yeah.
That it's brand new. It sounds, you know, we're going into 2024, but it sounds like 2025. Just with the dynamics of my music and his rap style. Yeah.
Nice. That's dope. And what I know it's not out yet, but what is your favorite track on there? Or can you not pick that either?
It's hard, but I'm going to say Freedom.
Freedom.
Featuring Ja'Kalen Carr.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add, say, plug, kind of talk about that you think like a Christian audience would want to know about Zaytoven?
Well, another project that I'm excited about, my son's first album I'm dropping it on his 18th birthday, January 2nd.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, very influenced by me. You know, of course, I took my time a different type of way. And for somebody like me that's been in the music and been successful, to have a child that's, you know, doing the same thing as in music is very special to me. So, you know, I definitely feel like that's something everybody should be on the lookout for and be ready to grab.
What's the name of the project?
We calling it I'm the One.
I'm the One. And your son's mm-hmm. producer name or artist name is?
It's Zay Ski. I'm Zay Tobin and Zay Ski. It's Zay Ski and Zay Tobin. You know, that's the artist on the project.
Okay. And one more thing, since, you know, you talked about working with your son, what about for an up and coming producer who's really trying to set his foot in the game? What words would you give to them, like as an encouragement or as something that they should try to do?
Definitely try to be unique. I think right now we lacking, you know, guys that want to stand out and do something different. Everybody want to like sound like each other, mm-hmm. and that could be due to the technology as well. But I think uniqueness is missing in the game right now. And for producers, up and coming producers, what I always try to tell them is try to find you an artist that you're excited about and you feel like that's going to do whatever it takes to make it in the music industry. The reason I didn't make it to where I'm at today is because I believed in a guy like Gucci Mane. Mm-hmm. I believed in his talent. I believed that he was going to do whatever it takes to make it. And once he made it, I made it. So a lot of times that's what producers, we kind of got to rely on that. to get where we need to go.
Plus an accidental sound.
Exactly.
And,
but see, that's how you create your own sound. Creating your own sound comes from working with an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I had texted Few before we jumped on and asked him for any good stories about you that you'd be surprised that I know. And he didn't give me anything. So what about on Few? What's a good Few story that you got that most people wouldn't know that he wouldn't mind you sharing?
I think that was the best. To me, that was the best story, is the fact that me and him met in church, you know, long time ago at my church. We was doing this thing on Friday nights once a month. It's called Gospel Cafe. And just for him to come up there and perform and rap, and here it is years later, me and him doing an album together. You know, I'm proud of where he's at right now. You know, some guys like that, they'll try for a little while and then give up and, you know, don't see it through. But here he is, you know, years later, and he's earned his spot to the point where it's like, oh, I want to do an album with you.